go. Welcome to Whack Brackets, the podcast that is as popular with the young kids today as the Rockford File. I'm your host, Mike, and I have on a couple of great podcasters from up north, the Great White North, home of Bob and Doug McKenzie, home of the Montreal Expos, as well as home of hockey for the most part. We sure. have on Swarty and Anthony. We do not have on Patrick, but we do have two-thirds of the Half Cut Podcast on with us tonight. How are you guys doing?
Great, Mike.
Love it.
Well, love the gin's it. Kicked in. The gin has kicked in.
Yeah. Sure. Getting rosy.
That's right. Take off, you hoser.
Yeah.
That's not really something you guys say up there anymore, is it?
No,
not
all really. The time.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't say it anymore? What am I doing?
You're blazing a trail.
All right. Yeah, I didn't know because, again, I saw that when I was about 12 years old. One of my favorite movies to this day. It's a great movie. It's a terrible movie, but it's a great movie.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So you don't know how much of that is embellished or not when you're a kid. So my understanding of Canada comes primarily from that movie, which is, I know, completely unrealistic, but that's probably why I love Canada so much.
It's not completely unrealistic. There's just things we don't say a lot, like hoser.
Yeah.
But I'd okay. say take off, eh, all the time, you know?
Secondly, then, Letterkenny. How realistic is that?
Pretty realistic.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love
pretty
Letterkenny.
Pretty spot on, yeah.
Yeah, it depends on the area. You got to be where the, you know, where the hicks are for sure. Small
hicks
town.
And skids.
Yeah, okay. Small town, farm communities. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, that's, well, then, yeah, I love Canada, except for the fucking cold weather. I don't think I could take all that, but hey, I'm kind of a sissy.
I just bought new winter boots, so and I bragged about go. It. I bragged about it on the podcast this week, so there you go.
Well, I'll tell you what, we won't go into your new boot purchase. I'm going to assume they're nice and warm. But what we will talk about is your podcast in general. Can you tell people what you do over at The Half Cut?
And you want to give it a shot this time?
Sure, yeah. We talk about everyday kind of stuff for a bit, you know, the kind of shenanigans we get up to during the week. You know, we got a little segment about what we're drinking during the show. You know, we like to give shout-outs to, you know, various companies that either we've dealt with or we're just drinking their beers. As for Swarty and I, we like to imbibe a bunch of different beers throughout Ontario, and I know I've drank some West Coast stuff, a couple of East Coast beers as well, so we'll get into some serious topics, some mostly Uh-oh. Funny topics, you know, but we do have our occasional show. We just did a show about Movember, the Movember campaign and all that kind of stuff, and yeah, you know, we just try to have a good time and have on decent guests, and we just try and mix it up.
Ant's big into conspiracy theories, too, so we do Anthony's conspiracy theories segment. We do a year gross segment where we talk about celebrities, cities, anything we think of that's kind of like we pick a topic and then we pick the gross things about it, like Halloween candy, for instance. We did that, too. Gross Halloween candy.
Oh, yeah.
You just got science. We do a science segment, which is a science segment. Cool science inventions or whatever we see on the internet that tickles our fancy. Yeah, just anything, really. Sports. I don't know much about sports, but Pat does. He's a sports guy.
It's a smorgasbord.
That's right.
It's kind of like the buffet at the strip bar we were talking about before. You've got a lot of stuff on there. You might get lucky. You might come across something really good. You might come across something that makes you sick. But yeah. You have to try it all.
That's right.
Yeah, and it's okay now because you can say you have an STI. People won't bat an eye. If you say you got COVID, well, look out. You know,
well, not everybody believes in the COVIDs around my parts, but that is a podcast unto itself that we will not delve into today. What we will delve into, however, are TV assholes.
Woo.
And there are a lot of them, but we limited them to four of the prime TV assholes. And we decided we were going to bracket those off in a mini whack bracket today. I'll explain whack brackets real quickly, and then we'll move on to the contest. White Brackets is asking the burning questions you never knew you wanted answered. Until we ask them, we bring on fellow podcasters and friends of the show, such as Swarty and Anthony. And one day we'll bring on Patrick, I promise. And we bracket off similar contestants using irrelevant and ever-changing questions. Now, if you are ready, we will go on to the said White Bracketing.
Oh, yeah, we're ready.
Fucking A, man.
Fucking A. I love it. Love it. First question, Barry Stinson from How I Met Your Mother, which I've never actually met either of your mothers, I'm sorry, versus Dwight Schrute from The Office, and now none of us work in offices because we're working from home. More similar to a person you know in real life, Swarty.
Ah, oh, shit. All right. Well, I'm going to have to go... this is a really hard one because I know a lot of people. So I'm going to go with Dwight Schrute on this one. Just because he's a loyal dude, and he's going to go to bat for you. He's going to be right by your side whenever you need him. And he likes to party, so... Maybe not as much, you know, Barney Stinson likes to party every night. He suits up all the time.
It's true.
But Dwight Schrute, you know, he's out at the beet farm, you know, growing the beets, and he's doing double duty down at the office selling paper products. So, you know, he's got a good work ethic on him. I think he would, I think he's going to be my answer.
All right. What about you, Anthony? Are you a party boy? Do you know Barry, or are you kind of more a stick-in-the-mud Dwight guy?
I know both, but the people I'm... The one guy that sticks out the most to me is more like Dwight Schrute, not in the regard that Swarty's talking, but in the fact that he's a rat bitch, you know what I mean? Like, damn. Always like, hey, Michael! But this guy, he calls for our manager all the time, you know what I mean? Like, this guy's nonstop, just whining and complaining and Mr. Know-it-all, and you know what I mean? Like, every negative thing you can think of, this guy is... This guy ticks it off the list for sure for Dwight Schrute. I don't know what shows Swarty watches, but...
Apparently the wrong one.
yeah. It's a Swarty's hero over there, eh? That's his other man crush.
Yeah, Dwight Schrute. John Labatt.
Definitely Dwight Schrute for me, because, that guy that I work with, he's just like that, man.
Poor Swarty's got some ugly man crushes, man. You need to up your man crush game is all I'm saying.
Hey, I'm going for a good personality, good cuddler, you know.
Yeah, John Labatt from the 1800s is both of those. Yeah, for sure.
Snuggle up to a nice large man. But regardless of that, I think I'm going to agree with you. The thing about Barry is, for one thing, he's very much... not a realistic person. They try to make him more realistic in the later seasons, but they've laid so much groundwork early on. The guy beds more women than Tempur-Pedic. And the truth is that I don't know guys like that, to go out and literally every night. Maybe it's because I'm old and not a very attractive man and I couldn't keep up with a guy like that. Or it could be that those kind of like ladies' men haven't existed since the 70s, and this is what, a late 90s 2000 show? It's probably 2000s somewhere.
Yeah, 2000s I would say. Yeah,
yeah, long and short of it is, it doesn't seem realistic at all. He seems like a character, whereas Dwight, the thing about Dwight is, I'm actually going to kind of meld both of your answers together in an agreement with Dwight, is because initially, particularly, he was very much just a rat bitch. He's Michael's toady. He's a Scott Farkas to Michael's Grover Dill. Or is that right? No, Scott Farkas. He is his Grover Dill to Michael Scott Farkas. So there we go. That's a Christmas story reference. I'm trying over here. But initially, he acted very superior to all his coworkers. He acted like he was smarter than them. They played jokes on him. It was kind of this, he and Jim had this whole anger thing. But later on, as he gets to know, he's kind of like, has this like for Pam. He never really had a crush on Pam, which is kind of, it was an interesting relationship. And the more he got to know Jim, the more he actually started appreciating Jim. And by the end, he really started turning into a guy, kind of, you've probably met guys like that before, where you met them at first and you thought they were assholes. And then after you get to know them a little better, you're like, this guy's not so bad. So I think that that's kind of the way I'm going with Dwight. I've never known anybody like Barry. I have known people like Dwight, so I'm going to go with Dwight as well.
There you go.
So, yeah, that was a long walk around the block just to get to the fucking front porch again. Because we already knew the answer, but I had shit to say. So
there,
here we are.
There you go. Yep.
So
I'm easy going. I'm easy going.
So Dwight Schrute, who is the first contestant to be on two whack brackets. We're going to drop this episode in 2021. We tried not to duplicate any contestant in the same year. He is the first. Though Buddy the Elf arguably is going to be in a Christmas special, even though it was more about the movie. That's different. But we do have one more round before we are to the finals. And this pits Walter White from Breaking Bad versus Frank Gallagher from Shameless. Which one of these two assholes, and they are both assholes, is less appreciative of those that are trying to help them? We'll start out with Anthony this time.
I want to say Frank Gallagher. I mean, he's so booze-soaked, he can't see the forest from the trees, right? So, I got nothing else other than that, you know? Yeah, you know what I mean? The guy's a booze hound, and yeah, fuck everybody else, you know? He might have a little heart back in there somewhere, but yeah.
Wasn't there an episode where he made his kid, like, fall down the steps and break his arm so that he could collect the money for that, the insurance money for his kid's arm or something so he could buy some booze?
There's been a lot of episodes. Shameless has been on so long, and that guy's been so deviant for so long. You could literally say anything about that guy, and pretty much you could play on a bingo card with that says something like, you know, impregnates own daughter, which is funny because there was actually an episode in Shameless where he hit on a daughter that he knew that existed, but she didn't know that he was her dad.
Mm. That's terrible.
Yeah, this guy is a sleazebag. But I will let you answer, Swarty. Are you going with Frank, or are you going to make a case for Walter White for us?
So, TV asshole. So, what was the entire question on that again? Sorry.
Less appreciative of those trying to help them.
I'm going to go with Walter White just because he actually says later on in the series that he's doing it for himself because he likes it. He's not doing it for his money, family's money, and so that they can be, you know, comfortable when he's gone, when they all do finally, spoiler alert, find out what he's doing. You know, and then as he comes clean and says, I like it. I like doing this. And so, you know, people are trying to help him out along the way, like even with Jesse, you know what I mean? Like, he takes full-on advantage of Jesse all the time. And, yeah, he watched Jesse's girlfriend die. He could have saved her. But, you know, he just watched her die in that second season there. Yeah, so, I'm going to go Walter White all the way on this one.
Yeah, so pretty much what you've told us is that he ruins Rick Springfield's song because he has nothing to do with Jesse's girl. So, that said, this is a good question. This is a good split. The thing is, we do know with Frank is that this guy is the ultimate asshole. There was, in the first few seasons, I think Sheila was the name of Joan Cusack's character. And he ends up, he's dating Sheila because he's trying to have a place to live. He could really care less about her. He ends up sleeping, I think, with Sheila's daughter because he's real shit-faced and she's trying to get back at her mom or something and make a video. And then Sheila's daughter has a special needs kid. And the daughter leaves. It's not Frank's. It's a different guy's. But then Sheila starts taking care of the kid, and Frank, so he can stay there and live with her, he starts drugging the kid to keep it under control. So this guy, she's trying to help Frank, and he's sitting here, like, drugging her kid, fucking her daughter.
Oh, my God.
In the later seasons, Carl, early on, tries to be kind of likes Frank, and then later he just realizes he's an asshole. But he actually steals Carl's sperm to impregnate a crazy lady. It's actually Peg Bundy. It's not really Bundy, but it's Peg Bundy's actress. I forget her name. Long story short is that he impregnates her with his own son's semen, telling her that it's his semen. So, yeah, this guy has no regard for anything about anybody. Walter White, on the other hand, great point, Sporty. Let's Jane die. He also poisons Brock, which is Jesse's later girlfriend's son.
Right, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He gave Jesse to the Aryans. He kills Mike, and he constantly threatens Saul, which is literally everybody in his universe.
Yeah, everyone.
So yeah, and you pointed out, he said he was doing it for himself. He's obviously doing it for himself. At the end, he shows some, I guess, remorse for Jesse to help him escape, but shit, Walter, you're the guy that gave him to him in the first place, so they want you to feel good about Walter White's last decision. Jesse shouldn't have been there in the first place.
That wasn't I'll come back in later, but yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
That little car mechanism that he made where the guns pop out of the trunk or something like that, that was awesome. That whole scene was awesome. Sorry, continue.
No, it's a good show, and I've said this before about other shows. I do appreciate a show that ends on time. The Wire did that. I didn't like the last season of The Wire. If you've ever watched The Wire, I thought season 5 kind of went off the rails. But they stopped it at season 5. I think Breaking Bad was getting to that point. It was becoming almost a parody of itself, because once the plates spin too fast and they're kind of wobbling, you've got to come up with more and more creative things, where Dexter was one of those shows that lasted about 3 seasons too long.
Yep.
And by the end of Dexter, you're like, I don't even want to watch this anymore. But I've invested for 7 seasons. I have to watch this last season.
We're coming up with another episode, eh? I know.
I don't know what to think about that. I have no idea what to think about that. Everyone I've talked to
is pumped.
You know what? With that last season being as bad as it was, I'm not sure I'm pumped. I will watch it. I know I will. So, but
Different actor, right? So, sorry to
interrupt.
They're bringing on someone new to play Dexter, so I'm wondering if it's going to be.
So.
Are you sure?
How could they?
Well, they could do like some other serial killer, right? So some other guy,
well,
and have
Dexter,
a whole new
then.
Series. Well, it's still the. But
it's
look at
Travis.
Yeah, it's Travis this time.
This is Dexter's cousin Travis is coming.
What Fargo? Look at Fargo. You know they do that, so they bring on. Right?
Fargo's great though. This new season of Fargo, you know who's in it? My man, Timothy Oliphant.
Oh yeah.
He was in
the last episode of The Mandalorian.
He was, and he is totally, like, now he's been typecast because he was so great in Deadwood as a sheriff.
Yeah.
Then he's a marshal in Justified. He's a marshal in Fargo. He's a marshal in The Mandalorian.
Oh.
So literally, it's this, and that's okay.
He went a long way from being a zombie husband there. What's,
Santa Clarita Diet? No, man, I love that.
Yeah, that was a great show.
Oh, yeah, great shit. But regardless, I haven't even given an answer yet because they're both assholes. Let's go with Walter White.
Yes.
And
woo!
Yeah.
No one can see, but I'm celebrating.
he's doing the Swarty dance. It's a pretty good dance. Jack White would be impressed.
Oh yeah. It's like
he
the moonwalk.
Inroads.
Yeah.
Like on the couch version of moonwalk.
Yeah, they call it the moon scoot, I think.
Yeah.
Swarty's got the moon scooting boogie. So with that said, we have Walter White facing off in this WAC bracket final against Dwight Schrute. Question being, which one of these two would be less likely to pick up their dog shit in your yard while walking in? We're not going to trash on Patrick because he is training his dog tonight, which is good. So hopefully his dog won't shit in your yard. But I guarantee you either Walter's or Dwight's would. So Swarty, which one of these two more likely to just leave that shit behind?
Walter White all the way. And he's doing it for himself. He likes watching that dog shit in the lawn, right? So
he just enjoys it. He's got like a dog shitting fetish. He's just sitting there going, oh, shit, dog shit. I don't think that's the way this is going to play out. But that being said, so do you have anything to say about Dwight, why he may or may not?
Well, Dwight, I think he would probably pick it up just because he got to know his neighbor a little bit and he likes them. So he's not going to let his dog shit on their lawn.
I think Walter White, too. He's, you know, he'd rather kill you than pick up his dog shit off your yard. You know, say my name. You know what I mean? Like, he'd probably tell his dog to go shit his name in the yard, right? But as far as Dwight Schrute, Dwight's going to pick it up because it's the law.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? He's following the rules, and if he's not a sheriff's deputy's assistant, to the sheriff's deputy, then you know what I mean? Like,
thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's following the book of the law to the letter. So, yeah, and I don't think he's going to be deviating too much.
Let me ask you this, because I'm not 100% sure that leaving a dog shit in the lawn is really illegal, or I think it's probably mandated in homeowners associations and things, but is it like a rule? I mean,
I'm pretty sure it is bylaw. It's a bylaw here.
Okay. Yeah.
You
well,
get,
this is America. Fuck. We don't
fine.
Know.
Yeah. This is America.
We're fast and loose here, bitch. I have no idea.
Especially in the Tennessee, eh? Yeah, for sure.
That's right.
America.
Yeah, America. Fuck yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times, actually, when I run out of toilet paper, I just go wipe my ass in the neighbor's grass. I don't want it to go in my lawnmower, mind you.
He's doing the scoot and boogie on the floor
that's,
there. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not sure if it's actually a law or not in the United States of America, because maybe
some areas. I mean, each zone has their own thing going on, right? So
regardless, I do think that that probably Walter would be the guy. Dwight, as Swarty mentioned, if he got to know his neighbor, I think he would, as in the office we discussed earlier, he got to like Jim, who he had a real hate relationship with at first, but he gets to know his neighbor. He's like, okay, I'm going to be polite, which is not in his nature generally, but maybe it is, but you know, eventually it just takes him time to warm up. Walter White, shit, it's been mentioned ad nauseum in the show is that he has lung cancer. He's going to die. He knows he's going to die. He gives absolutely zero fucks. And he leaves the dog shit in your yard. You come out, you confront him about it, and he pretty much just tells you, oh, yeah, I'm going to turn over some big bastard to beat you up, and that's mm-hmm. just the way it's going to be. He's, you know, he is not against using muscle for his shit. He blew up fucking Gus Fring.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was an amazing scene, too.
Yeah, it was. So long and short of it is, I do agree. I think Dwight may have won last year's whack bracket that he was in, but this one, he was up against it because he faced some pretty serious assholes. And I think even if he faces Frank in this one, I think Frank may have defeated him.
Oh, I would say.
For sure. Yeah.
So yeah, he was definitely a lower seed if we were rating these going in, but you know, sometimes you'd be surprised. Sometimes we have crazy answers. This is one where I think probably the top seed won our wag bracket, which happens probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, with all that said, Walter White is the biggest TV asshole of this mini wag bracket. Thank you again, Anthony and Swarty. Give my regards to Patrick. Tell him if his dog shits in my yard, we got problems.
Don't worry, Mike. I will keep him under control.
He's going to have a long walk to get down to Tennessee, but... So with that said, thank you guys again. And on the way out, I'll let you guys pitch your podcast, tell people how to get a hold of you on the social media platforms, and then we'll get out of here.
All right. Yeah, guys, we're on ladies and gentlemen, I should say, or whatever else. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's the Half Cut Podcast. Check us out. You want to send us an email? It's the halfcutpodcast@gmail.com. You know, like Swarty said, you can find us on all the, what's
providers.
The word for it? Yeah, sure.
Providers.
Sure, providers.
Spotify, Gmail, no way, that's not a thing. sorry, so you got Spotify, you got your Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, everywhere, you know, Amazon Music is the newest one we're on. So.
Snitcher.
Overcast.
Undercast.
If you want to tell on them for doing something illegal, go to snitcher.com.
You'll get nowhere because we got a Walter White around the corner here, too. So.
Shit.
Snitches get stitches.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, but I'll go ahead and pitch my Instagrams as well. I am at Whack Brackets on all the social media platforms. Do not send me shit on Facebook, people. I will get it eventually, but I'll probably be 3 years older, a lot uglier, and probably forgot what you've talked about because I drink too much beer and I also am old. So your question to me 3 years ago when I finally get on Facebook is going to be fucked. Reach out to me on the Twitters and the Instagrams, or if you would prefer to not go through these devices where they will steal your information, send it through Google. They'll steal your information too, but at least that way you feel a little bit better about yourself because it's email. So send me an email at Whack Brackets. You can send it to anything at whackbrackets.com. You can send it to wipe your ass on the neighbor's lawn at whackbrackets.com. You can send it to Patrick is owned by his wife at whackbrackets.com.
Oh, there you go.
And he knows it.
I've never even met Patrick. He's going to hate me before he knows me. I'm shitting you, Patrick. I'm just fucking with you.
Don't worry about it. He's going to hear it from us, too.
Once this whole COVID thing's done, we're coming to Nashville. We're going to have some drinks with you in Nashville.
Please do. That would be great. Hell, shit. If you guys will ever let us Americans back into Canada, I'd come up to there tomorrow.
I'll talk to Doug Ford when I see him next.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, whatever you could do, because, yeah, we're fucking stuck where we're at. They don't let us travel anymore for probably good reason. Again, we're a little fast and loose on our requirements down here, as has been discussed.
Yeah.
With all that said, thank you guys again. This has been a lot of fun, and I will let you guys say goodbye to the audience on your way out, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys.
Have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Peace.
Peace.
Booyah!